if Ashland has off-Broadway theater, then the 100-seat Reinhardt Theater would be it. The building is behind a laundry with its entrance in an alley, and that's just right for Warren Nelson. This is his first public concert in the Shawamigan Bay Area since leaving the Big Top and Tent Show Radio 2 years ago. Fans were ready to welcome him back.
Glad to see you're doing a hell of a lot better.
Thank you. Well, yes, I am.
I've been there, too.
See?
Oh, my God.
I found out that people, that, you know, when it happens, you just meet people who have been through the same thing. You look great. I look great. We're doing great, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Wearing his trademark fedora over his salt and pepper hair, the 63-year-old Nelson is doing this performance to raise money for Ashland's MacArthur House, a sober house for men recovering from alcoholism. He never stayed at the MacArthur House in his own recovery, but he wants others to get the support he got, so he's doing this concert.
I've been given help, and I want to pass on the help. I want to pass it on. You saw a gentleman walked up here, and people have been through very similar situations, so same story, and same result with a lot of people. It's free and easy now.
I'm going to do a couple of songs off my new CD, When the Wind Comes Home.
In 2009, Nelson was convicted of misdemeanor sexual assault, resisting arrest, and intoxicated boating. He lost his job at the Big Top after 23 years. Last June, he ended a 9-month stint sleeping in the Bayfield County Jail with work release so he could write new music. Now Nelson says he's right where he wants to be, doing what he wants to do.
Too bad that it happened the way it happened, but I needed to not do radio. I needed to not work with 13 people all the time and all year. I needed the uncomplexity of it for this last push of my life.
I'm gonna be back when the wind comes on.
So instead of a dozen house musicians under the big blue canvas, Nelson's performing with a few good friends. But he will be back at the Big Top in August for one performance. He says that's going to be hard.
It's painful, but it's getting easier. We got a new thing going on now, and it's from a solo to a duo to a trio to a quartet to a quintet. So how many do you want?
Fresh out of the jailhouse, which way are you going to go? Next songs are called the Bayfield County Jailhouse Blues. I've been getting around doing some performances, and I've been, you know, fessing up, and because that's the only way to go about it. And so I hope these songs say whatever needs to be said. And I've come to the end of my sentence and put a period on it, folks. I'm going on to the next paragraph.
Now Nelson says he's where he's supposed to be, and it isn't in the Bayfield County Jail. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ashland.
Well, I'm skunked in my bunk in a Bayfield County jail. Won't see me round town for a while. You know where you can set my mail.